Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm going back to where the beach is near. The beer is dear. There's plenty of women out of the crowd. Walking around the final second, the whistle is gone, and Sligo Rovers are the champions. By the river's side, it can match the tide.
Well, I'm being told that Average Joe's does not have enough players and will be forfeiting the championship match.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for us.
Gary tried and drives it clean out over the fence. Out in the field of Cotton.
In the bookie shop, I done.
Hello. And a very warm welcome to the last ever Sligo podcast. One last time, join how things.
A warm welcome also to the fact because we're beside a fireplace.
We're a warm fire. We are here in the home of Sligo's Greatest Guinness, official Sligo podcast title of World Cup of, Sligo's Greatest Guinness, McGlynn's Pub.
Me and Ross are enjoying them here.
Yeah.
You're sinking the pints, lads.
It's so good.
I'm jealous looking at you here on my springed mineral water from Water Logic. If you need any water, call the Water Logic. So yeah, here we are, lads. It's great to be here in the host in the home of Sligo's Greatest Guinness, I believe.
We're just to tell me where we are exactly in the pub in case they're wondering what.
Up the back towards the toilets, which actually mightn't be the best option when you think of it, because people do go to the toilet when there's a few pints in them. There's Man Lewin down there now in the corner.
That's 9. The trad is starting in 15 minutes, but we've been assured you won't hear the music, but we reckon you might. But that'll be a nice background noise, a bit of trad.
Yeah, we love the trad here. So, lads, last show, emotional.
It's a journey we've been on.
It's been 3 years of crack. I think you've reaped the most rewards from Marty.
Tell him what it was telling us last Sunday morning. He was getting selfies in the toilets and noise.
Ah, sure, like people want to just, you know. People always come up to you talking about the podcast, and I thought I
assumed you went best one night, and people were singing the theme tune to you.
Man about town.
That is true. We've never got to feel any of this.
You should. I was out a few weeks ago, and I did. Yeah. Couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe some of the people were saying there was a chance of once a week. People weren't happy with the twice a week.
Here we are finishing up.
Yeah. Look, it's been fantastic, lads. It's been very enjoyable, and it's just we did plan to come back. We were in talks with a pretty big name, actually, sponsor, maybe too big for us, and it just fell through at the last minute. We were supposed to take a 3 or 4 week break, and
after the live show, jump into it, full of energy.
Yeah, and it's just we've a lot going on ourselves, and yeah, what am I trying to say here, Ross?
No, realistically, we're putting in a lot of hours every week, and we've been doing it just on that, and we've been enjoying it, but really, I think that's it for a while until we can make it work.
Yeah, it's a lot of time. People don't realize how much time we put into this, I don't think. But
yeah, and I'll let you guess the big name that was going to sponsor us, but they pulled. We pulled rank. In fairness, we pulled rank.
No, they wanted to change us.
They wanted to change us, and there'd be no foul language, so he said, "Fuck you."
straight back in that email.
CC'd a few people in it, but
look, it might be for the best. That could have been a poison chalice taking on a sponsor.
I think so as well.
Down. We see what happened to the two Johnnies within 1 week of RTE. They were fucking...
Jesus, yeah.
That's all of us.
That's the problem, isn't it, though? Like, you know, you go into a... You have different commitments and you have to censor yourself a little bit, or...
We would have, and I think that would have taken away what the show has been. But so thanks to all our loyal listeners, every about 2,500 a week off you.
Great,
it's been great. Yep, and it's been a lot more than that some weeks. Lower the odd week, but it's been huge. It's been fantastic. So I suppose kind of a running order for tonight is maybe a little chat about the World Cup of Guinness, lads. It was a wild week.
That one. Swing votes.
Jesus. Yeah, yeah. A lot of work put in by one man to that tournament, and only one man who didn't get a free pint out of it.
I enjoyed a couple of free pints now in the bars.
So if you're wondering what I'm saying, I did all the fucking work, done the tables and everything out, and the two boys, Ross got a pound in O'Connor's, and they're pints here tonight.
Top man.
I'm disgusted. Hope you're listening. You listen there, don't you? I joke.
I think that's to do with your punctuality, mate. Like, you know, I was there early.
I was up at the, it's a sports podcast. You were in the pub. I was up at the Sligo under 20 game. That's why I was late. So
the hours you put in, yes.
We'll run through the World Cup of Guinness. We might go through how all the fixtures, maybe how the path to the final and the winners, and then might take a look back with a few questions in, Ronan, do we?
We have a couple of questions in, all right, Joe.
How you doing? How are you? No, go ahead. Jesus. How are you?
You're on the line, yeah.
You don't need to whisper now. The Sligo Wave podcast.
Yay. Find us on all your usual.
Sligo Wave, pity. Yeah.
The
Comedies win the final.
No, McGlynn's won it. That's where McGlynn's drinking Heineken. You should drink Guinness, you're drinking Heineken. Oh!
Jeez, you got very elevated there when he.
That guy might be the loudest guy I've ever met.
Boris Johnson's young fella there, it looks like. The fucking same head of hair in him. But. roaring, funny to shout loudly, he thought, and we all laughed.
Very animated there towards the end. He was quite quiet at the start.
He knew who we are, anyways, it seems. So we'll take a look back at the World Cup of Guinness. A few questions in, Murty. Yep. We'll go through them. Might have a quick look at tonight's under 20 game, then the GA. Unfortunately, I did do an interview with next Sligo player up in the park after the game, about the New York game. It got deleted, and my trying to transfer through to my WAV file, so I'm embarrassed with that.
Here comes the big bang in the door.
There it is, yep. The door, yeah. I'm embarrassed about that now. So there'll be no full preview about from the game, only from us.
We'll
so
talk
no,
about it.
No expertise preview. We'll look back at the Junior Soccer League season and the rugby season, and we will finish up with just goodbye and our favourite
memories.
Our favourite memories of the podcast. Yeah. Our guests and great moments.
Quips.
There's a few good ones now. Anyone offhand? That's a question to you there. You want quips?
What are we looking for here?
Any quips or little moments?
We had a couple of great moments where, you know, you're just... You
there's hearty laughs now, there was. Yeah. Those tears.
I enjoyed Dean Clancy starting on Owen Colgan myself.
I enjoyed Ross's face when he realised his mic wasn't working.
The Gino light. Oh, that was pretty good. Oh, yeah, no, that's brilliant. And Tansy's slip of the finger trying to turn the volume up what I was seeing. That was a good moment. Do you remember the first night when we were 3 hours before we were recording, did we have a mic? Remember the mic we had for Gino actually was taped to a remember those stands or something?
Yeah,
we put one on for the MacTac as well, where we taped it to like a bin or something.
Those were dizzy professional heights though, when we met the MacTac and the glasses.
We recorded the glasses for 5 years.
Conference room upstairs. Yeah.
The sheer excitement of waiting for the MacTac to come in that time.
Very nervous.
He came in. He was like a pro. He made us feel right.
He was
very early.
He?
Yeah.
He was. Yeah. He was an absolute pro. Yeah.
Looking forward to seeing him in 2 weeks again.
Why do we have the top Mark Macari in the fucking podcast?
He was willing.
He is, and he's on a live show next week.
He is. Yeah.
So that's another.
Actually, I better tell him next week what the order is. He's very anxious about what the.
Look, there's tickets still left to that as well. So
we put 50.
Snapped them up. Okay, so let's have a wee chat with the World Cup of Guinness, lads. Have you got your Twitter open there? Any just to go through the early tables?
Well,
round one.
Well, originally we put it up there, and now to bear in mind,
Jesus Christ,
we got
some heckling on DMs. I want to shout to the Beach Bar actually. It was a bit late in the day coming to us at the semi final stage.
Yeah, wondering why they weren't in it.
A North Sligo competition when there were 64 pubs in the original competition.
Yeah.
Still don't know what the pub's called in Castle Connor. Is it O'Mahony's?
O'Mahony's.
There's no sign in that pub.
What is the way? How do you spell the Mahony?
We're heckled. Mahoney from Police Academy.
Yeah. Mahoney.
Tackleberry's pub.
Hightower.
So round one, any standout results in that there, if you can have a look?
Just trying to get back to them now, you know.
The Happy Landed, which was an early favourite. Sorry, not it was
they had a big
early favourite, but it had a kind of a cult following. They had earlies, but I actually think they might
No, that's round two.
Yeah.
Two.
Hold on there.
I have it here, I have it here.
Forgive me.
You're okay.
They bet Gormley's of Ballymore, 56-44.
And I believe that's a sister pub.
It's a sister pub. Yeah. So if the Happy Landing are having a party or Gormley's are having a party, they basically they swap staff, so it was a big derby that we didn't realise.
And I think the Gormley's took an early lead, and then the Landing got a lot of retweets in for round one.
Yeah. I think the Landing now, there was a big push out Killanyway.
The Guinness is good.
I've had the Guinness out there. It is very good.
But everyone thinks their wife is most.
No, there was a very close one there actually in the first round. Mickey Max and Tober Kerry versus McDermott's and Castle Baldwin.
Oh yeah, we talked about that.
49-51. Mm. Yeah.
That was a tight one.
That was probably the closest one of the
round one.
Yeah. Is there any other ones that stand out there?
Kilroy's Venice going taking down the Sligo Park 54.
Yeah,
56.
And there's good Guinness in the park, in fairness, in the Rathana Bear.
Yeah, I agree.
Foley's Bar romped home against Sligo County Golf Club, who were talking it up online as the best in Sligo.
Yeah, Foley's really just blew everyone aside in the early rounds. So slipping to round two there, lads. Who did McGlynn's face off in round one with?
McGlynn's in round one were up against.
They're at the bottom half of the table.
Yes. They bet Lily's 82-18.
Yeah, well, Lily's been known for if it was a cocktail competition, I'd say Lily's would have bet that one.
And then McGlynn's then in round two went into the Mac Derby, McLaughlin's versus McGlynn's.
Yeah.
So round two, we'll go into that, I suppose.
The Town Derby. I just want to speak round two. I think there was a Strand Hill Derby there, and it was a sister pub, two husband and wife pub, Breeze versus the Dunes. Breeze slipped through that. They slipped one by the Dunes, I believe.
Yeah, Breeze would have been known traditionally for the Guinness, though. In fairness, it would have
back
been.
In the day. Yes, so it was a good
there
one.
Was a big time derby there. The Blue bet the Snug 53-47. That was tight.
That was tight. When I remember that well.
That was tight.
O'Connor's were just slowly creeping up at this stage.
You can kind of see your favourites there early doors now. Must mention in round two, Kelly's of Ballygawley, big win over the Pilot Baron Ennis Grown.
Yeah.
63-37.
Big push there as well. And I believe Kelly's went to play the Strand in the next round.
Yeah,
the Strand
had beaten the venue in another.
Another Strand derby, I'd be accused of organising Strand Hill derbies there.
We were into the last 16, is it?
Last 16 is where.
You separate the wheat from the chaff,
the chaff is right, and some of the big dogs started playing off then. No, come on ahead, whistle away.
Yep.
Whistle away. You're okay. Right. Jesus Christ, you're okay.
There was a close one there, actually.
Ah, look, sure, have you time to listen?
Aussies and the Troubadour played out a tight one there, 49-51.
That was the close tie in the round of 16, right? O'Connor's, they took down Hurley's, which we mentioned as a surprise at the time.
Bit of a surprise.
56-44. Harrigan's were also, we haven't mentioned them yet, they were creeping into it. Mm. They won 69-31 against Harry's Ross's Point.
Harrigan's would have been the, how do I describe it now? To be the West Ham of this season's Premier League, I think. No, sorry, that's an insult. Harrigan's are well known for their Guinness. They're not some young pretenders.
But interestingly, at this stage, the eventual winners, McGlynn's, 57-43 against the Blue. so you could see what was developing here.
Yeah, that was a good win. Where are we hitting now? Do we hit into the quarters?
We are. Just give me a minute to find them. I think Ross will be going to the quarters now after I'm at the 16, but anyway.
You go to the semis, Ross, under pressure there.
The quarters. You have to give me another second there.
Jesus Christ, lads, would you hurry up?
Right, I have the quarters here.
Fingers.
Big clash. O'Connor's Harrigan's 53-47.
And that was tit for tat
the whole way. That was tit for tat the whole way, yeah. Then you had Connolly's beating the Strand 76-24.
Well, that's when I thought, there's our winner.
Yeah. Now, Foley's. Bet the Troubadour out the gate, 77-23.
Out the gate. The Troubadour had a pint settling by the time Foley's were down in the
pints. Again, the eventual winners, 52-48 against Lang's.
That's tight.
That is tight.
Now, Lang's had a big following.
And then I went out there on the Wednesday.
He did. And the last 16 as well, did a lot of free tweets, a lot of people jumping aboard. We have to mention the Spanish Armada.
Got involved, yeah.
Everything. That door is a nuisance. So,
semi-finals.
Are we saying McGlynn's were like...
they're creeping into like Italy, I'd
say. Yeah.
Finding their feet.
Not war ready, but they were battle hardened, I suppose is the word. Semi-finals, let's go.
O'Connor's Bar versus Connolly's, and we had Foley's versus McGlynn's.
What do we say about that? O'Connor's Bar versus Connolly's game.
What a time.
It was outrageous.
Jesus Christ.
So talk us through the day. It was neck and neck. It was
all the way.
One was up and
all
down.
All the way. Extra time.
Mono.
Well, then we ended 50-50, but of course... Sligo Podcast official World Cup of Guinness rule book said there had to be a clear 0.6% at least.
Correct.
At least, yeah.
In the differential.
That was in the constitution from day zip.
It was, yeah. And I know people were saying there was an odd number in the vote, but it had to be 0.6.
It had to be 0.6, yeah.
And my God.
But even then, the extra time.
Extra time. And Connolly's...
Before it turned.
Before it turned. Connolly's had it then.
Yeah.
Connolly's went ahead. And...
O'Connor just scraped out.
Once the vote settled...
Yeah.
It said final results, Connolly's.
Yeah.
And then when it settled, O'Connor's were into the final. Yeah, so
it was literally last second voting there.
McGlynn's then...
Against Foley's.
Yeah, big late push there again from McGlynn's. A lot of votes coming in from the States. Yeah. From
so, if Foley's hadn't previously won the Sligo World Cup of Pubs, we're probably going in there as favourites.
Yeah, well, when you ran that yourself, yeah.
That must have been pre podcast time, was it?
It was first lockdown, I think. So, McGlynn's were true, O'Connor's were true, two of the heavy hitters were gone.
50-50 for nearly 24 hours. Yeah.
24 hour vote. This will be extended. Every vote was extended. Timeline every round was extended.
The votes were creeping up too.
I was driving to Grange and I seen a lead for O'Connor's.
With about 15 to go?
15 minutes to go.
A 2%. A slight route. Yeah.
It went to 2%, and that's a lot when you're talking about so many votes. Yeah. And then bang.
Was that what, only 15 minutes ago? Yeah.
Well, 15 to go. Yeah, bang.
Bang. We were hit with a landslide, McGlynn's, and they've taken the title, and I'm going to say, lads. Well deserved,
yeah.
They're so tasty Guinness now.
If I came up for a pint on Saturday as well, and it was lovely, and it's lovely today. So
if that's long winded, that's a recap of the Sligo World Cup of Guinness on Twitter. We ran, if no one knows what we're talking about, actually, we ran a Twitter poll competition with all the pubs, 64 pubs in Sligo to find the best Guinness. McGlynn's, who are hosts tonight, Dara and Ross, of course, were the winners, and it is good Guinness. How is it, describe it to me there, lads.
Creamy,
Ross.
Yeah, creamy.
I know, it's something else.
No, it's just, it goes down smooth, it stays down smooth.
No kind of aftertaste, yeah. Well, that's a sign of a good Guinness, so yeah. If you're looking for a Guinness in town, McGlynn's number one, and then all the rest.
But of course, they're all great pubs.
They all have lovely Guinness. They all have lovely Guinness, in the words of Ted Crilly.
Support your local pubs.
Yeah. Okay, lads, that was the work of Guinness, that was great, and that's why we are McGlynn's tonight for our last show. Told you what's coming up earlier. We're going to go to a few questions as usual. Now, there's no Sligo or not Sligo. I'm sorry.
Saving it for the final.
Saving it for the live show. Live show
next week, yeah. So, doing a few questions there. Okay.
Hello, my name is Mr. Burns. I believe you have a letter for me.
Okay, Mr. Burns. What's your first name?
I don't know.
Okay, our last bit of correspondence, lads.
Great to hear that jingle back again, actually.
Yeah.
We haven't done it in ages.
One of the originals. Some very, very good questions in. You saved some of the best to last. Murty, you have a big one here. We're going to start with you. It's a long one,
yeah,
but it's a good one.
So this is a great question. Yeah, sent in from Benny O'Reilly.
Hello, Benny.
Benny, you know, he'd be a big fan of breakfast and days out in general. So
two of the great things in life.
Yeah.
Breakfast and days out.
Right, so question for the pod. If you could plan one perfect day within the environs of Sligo Town, so I assume we're keeping within the borough boundary,
okay,
starting at 10 a.m, where would you go for the breakfast? Very important. Then choose three pubs that you would go to. So then you choose a place for lunch and a place for dinner, and then a takeaway for choice at the end of the night. Now, bearing in mind, you can only go to them three pubs. You're free to move around the pubs.
Is this part of what he's written here now?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you only go to those three pubs, but you can go back and forth between the pubs. Also, just to make the day, pick any local sporting event that you would watch in the pub during the day. Let's say, for argument's sake, that it'd be shown live on TV. For example, it would be the Chaffpool Derby, which would be shown live on Sky Sports. That might be the best question we've ever had.
Yeah, I think so, to be fair.
Right, we'll start at the start.
Break it down completely.
Right, 10 a.m., lads, the three of us meeting up. Where are we going for breakfast?
I'm thinking we're talking about this. It's not with us anymore, sadly. The Grapevine.
Yeah, Quayside. One of the greatest, the Grapevine you mentioned there, Ross, one of the greatest hosts, waitresses ever worked up there.
Do we know her name by any chance?
No, we used to call her, Shut up.
You used to always look after you, though.
So she.
They, of course, performed the breakfast challenge.
You'd ask her for the big breakfast, and you'd ask her what was in it, and then she used to always come down to you with food hidden underneath the bread.
Under bread. She'd sauce it to us, like, when it started in the morning, she'd elbow it. Yeah. I throw an extra sausage in there. We're like, oh, you shut up. Shut up.
And then it come down.
Says, shut up for no reason.
It'd be, for example, like two sausages wrote down the menu or three sausages.
Come out. You're okay. You're okay.
Come true.
We're only talking about breakfast.
We're talking about
breakfast. So, for example, you'd see, For example, you see three sausages on the menu.
Yeah.
And then you'd get there and there'd be three sausages on the plate and then two hidden under a bit of toast.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she'd come over, she'd go, oh, wait a second. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Shut up. She used to look after us a little bit extra.
If you'd done the lunch, then there'd be a dessert thrown out. And like, oh, we didn't order dessert. Shut up.
Yeah, actually,
lovely touch.
Yeah.
Lovely touch.
God bless that woman.
She you were saying grapevine. I'm actually not saying the grapevine.
No, I'm not saying the grapevine either. I'm saying Margaret's.
I'm rooftop.
Margaret's is going yeah. Oh, rooftop.
Rooftop just for memories. Just memories for sake.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying now. If these new nightclub laws come in till 6 a.m. in the morning, imagine going to the rooftop then.
I knew a proper breakfast establishment then.
Would you?
To, wouldn't
for
you,
6 o'clock breakfast.
So the pizza slice are gone.
Yeah. I've had a few fair flung ideas in my time, but. No, I'd be going to Margaret. Now, I know so you have to walk back into town as you.
That's the issue with Margaret's for me.
Yeah.
You're either. Yeah, look.
I'd assume you get someone to drop you down in the morning, but it's the
yeah. Way you could be stuck down a day shift in NCF at that stage of Margaret's. You're stuck down there. No pub nearby.
That's true.
You might have
true.
To. You might have to.
Long trek to the village from there.
Yeah. So, yeah, well, it's for all the so I go rooftop, so.
Breaking down this rooftop, question, rooftop, breakfast. Central, yeah. Breaking down on it, so it's a rooftop and that, okay.
Yeah. Right, so moving on. So, we've got.
Yeah, let's break this down now. Yeah, so what's the next?
So, well, basically, we've got three pubs we can go to
okay.
for the whole day.
Right.
So there's three pubs now within the town.
In current existence or
open now?
No, that's going to open, I suppose.
Okay,
it's current.
Foley's,
no doubt.
No doubt. One in Foley's, yeah.
No doubt. Best Guinness in Sligo.
I would like at some stage,
right,
for the purposes of lengthening the day, I would say you'd have to take in the Blue Lagoon at some point.
Yeah, yeah. You might need the blue later on in the evening.
So you've got three goals there. And actually you can go forward and back to the blue now with that on a nice day, that outdoor area.
Yeah.
Where else would you be going?
Does the nightclub become part of that, or is that just not part of the question?
No, I don't think so.
We're too old for nightclubs anyway.
That's yeah. That's so we're looking, okay. If I put a pin in Foley's and tie a rope to it and spread it over to the blue, then we have one last place left. Where is the triangle? Where's the third point now in our what am I on about?
Yeah, I get you. So somewhere
not too far away. It's when equidistance almost
from yeah.
from Foley's and the blue.
You probably want to somewhere you might meet like you probably meet a few characters during the day on Foley's, but like somewhere random them like the Trooper is a great spot for a pint.
Yes. Trooper is good. A man's pub I call it.
Yeah,
but and always good to get the bit
not
of zamzam.
Not a dame in sight.
Always good when the racing was on.
Is that what we're saying?
We've got two out of three.
Are we saying Trooper? We're not selling Trooper, are we yet?
Is there anything else? You see, if I was looking for, like, if Kedney's was open, but it's closed at the minute, so I can't really count it, it'd give you that bit of life when there was a bit of music later on in the evening as well, you know? That's actually probably something that'd be a bit key.
So that's mid-30s, us answer.
Well, look, the first few hours of the day after breakfast, it's Foley's.
Yeah.
The daytime is the crack in Foley's, the sport's on.
Then you'd probably go somewhere else before you go to the blue.
Yeah, okay. That's
you'd venture up north, Troubadour then you're saying you'd finish.
He's saying Troubadour.
McLaughlin's not a bad shout either.
Sounds bad. I was trying to think of liveliness.
You see, in the old days, you see, there was a lot of good pubs in the old, like...
Conway's.
Ship.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's really two different questions here. One is now...
Oh, no, yeah. Now, we'll go now.
And one is of all time.
I'm saying the blue, and I'm happy with Foley's.
Yeah, no, they're two locked in.
I'm going to Troubadour. A lot of good time there in our market.
A lot of good time in Troubadour. Only pub with carpet left in the town. Only so I think that sees the deal.
Yeah, so that's our tree. So then, just the question is then, is where's your head for your lunch?
Jesus.
Probably somewhere where you can have a pint, I suppose.
Well, if we're leaving Foley's, you're looking at the Belfry nearly, are you?
Belfry for a bit of
and
food.
And you can get the pint in the Belfry as well, of course.
Extra pint in, yeah.
Yeah.
And then dinner.
Get the mixed grill was always a...
We probably have to pick a restaurant for dinner now.
Flipside,
yeah.
Perfect. Just to keep in the area and good burgers, of course.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
And you might get a white hag there too.
The best burgers, yeah.
And then, so you're finishing up with your takeaway before you go home.
Jesus.
Okay.
That's open now. Well, you can't get the Four Lights.
This is the reason we're leaving the podcast. It's Four Lights is still closed. I get very angry at this.
Well, actually, you'll struggle, actually.
Sorry, I haven't had a late night takeaway in town in a long time. So, Mert, you'll have to...
Well, I did an S1 pizza on Sunday, probably because it was the only place open past 12. Good kebab. The kebab was off the thingamajig, you know, which I always appreciate.
Yeah.
But I can't say S1 pizza. I'd say Roberto's. Roberto's still seems to be open some nights.
Quite good, yeah. I got S1 a few weeks ago and I asked for the usual order, which Best never give me. the box of kebab meat.
Just meat.
Just meat.
Get sauce with that.
Lettuce and mayo.
Best still open at night, yeah?
Yeah, but they always put chips. Best always put on a base of chips and I crack up. I get home and there's a base of chips and I'm not happy at all.
You just want the meat.
I just want meat. Yeah, so S1.
No carbs so, before carbs, as I say.
Yeah, just pure protein.
carbs before carbs.
But I still want...
the tree must know a bit about carbs anyways, yeah.
What's open? Yeah, I'd probably go Roberto's, yeah.
It's good. A tough selection now because there's good not car, enough good eateries open.
I tell you, I went to collect someone the other night at 3:30 and on the way back out of town
Jesus.
Just needed to lift home. At around 3:45, Happy Eater was still open.
Yes, they do.
And a crowd inside.
Who was giving up? I was saying you were giving up the right. I said, yeah.
No, but on that Sunday where I was struggling
this
there.
This is a Saturday night now, so.
Yeah, yeah. The Sunday I was struggling, I did ring it, Ross.
Did we see a picture in a WhatsApp group the other day of a Happy Eater burger with a pint of Guinness beside it?
Yeah. There's a man having it, and Sunday there was a man having a Guinness in the Happy Eater with a burger.
Lovely. I was out for food on Monday night. There was nowhere open. A lot of places closed on a Monday.
Right, we're going off topic.
Yeah, yeah.
Here.
Anyway, sorry.
Roberto's.
So then the final question: what Saigo sporting event do you want to watch?
Well, he's named the biggest one there. The Chapel Derby.
Anything else you'd like to watch? Would you like to?
I'd like to watch a Tour de Strand training session, I think.
just to see what they're up to out there,
yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to pick between the Chapel Derby, great. And our big junior soccer match would be. I can't think of a choice. I wouldn't be watching a cartridge game.
Of course, we brought one live there a few weeks ago.
We did bring one live, yeah. The Chapel Derby would be tough beat.
The Chapel will be hard beat now, yeah.
If you got like two bad teams in the bottom league in the cup final for some unknown reason. And just
where it means a lot to them.
Just going at it. I wouldn't mind seeing that on TV too.
Live and full production value.
Exactly.
What do you think, Roscoe?
I'd love to see the Seagulls play.
Jesus Christ. There's an experience.
I'd love to see that match the first game of the season this year when the Seagulls played Westport. And basically it was a load of lads who hadn't played in about 10 years and then against the Westport first team. It was a massacre. I'd love to see that in full HD with the production.
Well, I stopped into that on the way to County semi-final.
O'Hara came back out of retirement, got the ribs broke.
Yeah, you were just off the pitch when I got there.
I was just off the pitch. Gary Golden was coming on for me, actually.
Exactly, yeah, we stayed for that, and then we realised that the Clare game was kicking off at 4, not half 4.
I'd love to see that in full HD.
It was over 10:10.
Yeah, it was over the time we got in there anyway.
I'm joking.
But not really.
What a question.
That's a great question.
Think of your own ones as well.
We'll need a few for the live show as well.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
For our guys.
God bless and save us, yeah. So what's up next? My phone's fucked, lad. Sorry.
I had a question there from Gar Clancy. It was basically, having been doing the podcast now for 3 years, if you were to jump into any other spin-off shows on other subjects you talk of, what would they be?
This is fucking ridiculous.
Thanks, Tara.
Ross is getting points passed.
A lad at the bar is after buying me points. Mysterious man at the bar. Thank you.
Young fella at the bar. And me. Three pints. That's 3 free pints.
Right, so the question was...
Closer to me, though, here.
The question was, a spin-off show from the pod. What would you be?
I've been distracted with Derek when I was the pint. Sorry, can you start? Who sent Gary Clancy?
Gary Clancy, yeah. Basically, if you could do a spin-off show from the pod, what would it be? I think the obvious one is about takeaways.
We
talked about them.
When we first started the pod, I had a couple of requests from a couple of different people about us doing what's a documentary about following the swimming coach, Jason George Gibney.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, no.
Where's George Gibney? Yeah, about Tricky Ricky.
Where is George Gibney? Yeah, Tricky Ricky. That'd be one I'd love to.
I thought you were going to fucking say someone in Summer Hill there for a second or something.
No, I'd love if someone gave us 10 grand to head to the south of Spain and try and find Ricky Jones just to see what he's up to.
Yeah.
Just
that
to
would
see
be
what
sensational.
He's up
to. Crowdfund.
And
crowdfund.
If we did it as serious as we could, with a little bit of humour.
Yeah. But we will find him. We would find him.
Oh, you're fighting about her.
Yeah, it has to be. Like, it'd have to. I'd love to just say.
Hang on now a second. Sligo's best Guinness has dropped us down.
Guinness.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank you very much.
What's the correct word?
Thanks, Sarah.
For a midget. Quickly challenge Guinness. Thank you, Dara.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable scenes. You can have my one now.
Yeah.
We'll spill it, Ross.
Wow.
Yeah, I go with the finding Ricky Jones. And Colin of just finding Ricky
Jones. Finding Ricky Jones, the spinoff.
Yeah.
That'd be brilliant. Imagine like
someone out there must have been.
Imagine interviewing the people who were affected by him.
Like, play on words like hair is Ricky Jones. It's hairdressers.
hair. Yeah,
cut the hair.
Yeah,
very good. Very good.
That's right. Yeah, talking to people affected before.
Yeah.
Someone out there must have money. Like, and imagine some of our friends made a
the best thing then would be doorstepping them in fucking thing.
Ricky, if you only set your victims, they set your victims.
No, you're not going to be like, Ricky, I have to present this letter to you.
There he is, us sitting in the car.
Imagine us trying to get legal advice.
There he is. He's going to.
How are you feeling? Just pray. Okay, let's do it. Can we go for a kebab first?
Yeah, that'd be my choice to spin out.
Will you explain to the listeners? Who's Ricky Jones there for a second, will you?
Oh, sorry, Ricky was the man who swindled the town in about 2008. He conned a lot of business out of money around here. And people are always looking. Ian Burke named his dog after Ricky. I thought I told you that before.
You probably did. Yeah.
So he's Ricky Jones the dog, yeah. So, yeah, oh, he's the one I go, that's what I do for my spinoff.
Right, mine would be a deep dive into what Mark McSherry does outside the doll. I joke. Mark was on the grits.
An air paired with Mark will be good too.
An air paired with Mark, yeah. Just living with Lucy type thing, but living with Mark.
I'd love to see him take over a sports team and like do a
McSherry
and just like do a documentary.
Like
Maradona took over the that last documentary did on Netflix. The Mexican team, like some random
when he got his own
Dorados or something. Dorados.
You again.
No Yahoo in our day this time, please.
Oh, he's doing the old wind up middle finger joke.
Haven't done that one now.
Made famous in 2002.
Right,
by nerds all over the country. We'll talk about McSherry. We'll give one more. Whoa. McSherry! You know. Hard to believe it's not Leo.
I forgot the words there. We'll be chatting that in a couple of weeks' time.
So now. There was two more questions.
There was. So one came in from Stephen Hone. So he wanted to know. He wanted to know about the up and coming characters in town. He reckoned there's not enough pint men to vacate the pint men's. That are getting older and older now.
I think we mentioned that one of our first ever episodes about the lack of pint men.
Lack of pint men, yeah. There was a few. I bumped into two on Sunday night.
Go on.
Two in particular. I'd have to give a shout out to Gary Golden and Young Hansa.
Going on my stag do.
Young Hansa, he's one of the greats.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
He's one of the greats. He's great for the town.
He is great for the town, yeah. But you bump into him and Golden.
Double act, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
Batman and Rob.
If Golden's not working, you can bump into him anywhere. They're two great young fellas.
Jovial characters too, good crack, no harm.
They will keep the pints tradition alive in the town, I think.
And not even pints, just good crack, and they enjoy the bit of messing.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
I have a good feeling he's going to be MVP in my stag now, Young Golden. It's his first stag do.
Yeah, well, he told me a couple of months ago he'd only been outside the Sligo five times in his life.
Yeah.
Jeez, I mean, Marty, not even invited on the stag, that's not even going.
No, you're invited, you're just not going.
Yeah, well, that's true.
You've got a big day on, in fairness.
Communion time, yep.
Yeah.
Like many's a man, it seems. John Bellew too.
John Bellew as well, yeah.
I just want to tease back to that question he said about the old characters. I seen Dykesy today in town.
Dykesy was mentioned in the question too.
In good form. And
I actually googled Dykesy today. I was trying to find a Sunday World article.
No, I won't find that. It was just paper, that's it. There was nowhere.
I couldn't find it. I did a Google earlier. No sign. Just that
and
page.
Just one of the greatest ever Sligo Town characters recently followed us on Twitter.
Yep.
Big POM Phil O'Malley, he's back at Political TV Nerd is his handle. Thing. Check us out, he actually tagged us in something there, I believe. O'Malley's back, and this time
I think he's up Balna going off his Instagram there. He's up the Jack
Charton mural. Yeah, he seems to be on his holidays in Balna, so great to have Philip joining us, and I know he's a big following in Sligo, so absolutely.
The show
TV
is just
nerd.
Finishing up now, and we won't get much correspondence from him, but look.
We'll see. Maybe he might take over our Twitter page, keep it alive.
Yeah.
One final question there. It's a pretty good one, too.
Yeah, there was a question in there from Tiernan McDonald.
Tiernan, yeah.
Tiernan wanted to know if you could reopen any clothes establishment in Sligo Town, be it pub, restaurant, takeaway, clothes shop, what would it be?
La Femme springs to mind straight away.
It might be the one shop that's on the test of time.
It's easy to say, basically, Burger King. It's like, that's an easy one.
Burger King's an easy out.
Well, especially.
What about Gulliver's? Where were Gulliver's?
Well, that was McHugh's.
Oh,
yes, but that was a tasty eatery before it was McHugh's.
You're a great Knickerbocker
man here.
Knickerbocker Glories.
I was thinking of Knickerbocker Glories a few weeks ago. How are the lads?
How are the boys?
Out of fashion.
Actually, What?
No, not you.
you're a great fashion lad. Yeah.
The Knicker of Glory went out of fashion.
Oh, right.
They were called spiders then. They were the fizz bombs.
No, they were the big, tall ice cream.
Yeah.
What was it called between Gulliver's and McHugh's? Was there something else?
Fucking hell, yeah. You're right. The Journeyman,
yeah.
Shouldn't know this.
Yeah, there's always, like, I know, like, Burger King now for the late night takeaways is wholly missed. A lot of pubs as well.
You know what was the place that old Johnny B used to work out in Ross's Point?
That's where the Driftwood is now.
The Driftwood is now. What was it called?
The Moorings.
Yes.
You know what I'd open?
Which?
You know what I'd reopen? The old John Kent's. The small John Kent's.
Small John Kent's.
Greatest board shop ever. I used to love it.
And actually, you were proved right on the last podcast when you said it was
down the arches. I knew
down the arches. Yeah, yeah.
Where John Kent was a hero, mate.
1991.
I was five, like a hero. I'd be amazed by him. Still am.
Ship in, obviously, of course.
Ship in. Many's a good day there behind the bar,
Harbour Bar,
in front of the bar.
Conway's. We were just catching.
Not a big fan of Harbour and Christmas. A few rough places. I tell you one thing with Harbour.
I enjoyed the Harbour.
I wasn't. There was a few. I went into the Harbour one morning around 7 o'clock. After I'd know where out, but. A few, I don't know how to describe them, unsavory characters reckoned I looked like Chris Martin from Coldplay. And weren't letting me go until I sang a few lines. Weren't, like, blocked me, weren't letting me go.
Yellow morning.
No, I went for it, yeah. Lights will guide you.
That was always Gavin and Stacey with you.
I will try to fix you. And they're all, hey! Let me go. It's around 9:30 the Saturday morning. After
it was a while. You could meet anybody over there as well.
Yeah, it was. Outrageous.
The Ark was a great spot as well, yeah.
You're always a little bit on edge on the Ark because you know closing time was coming eventually.
Yeah.
Crystals was
never closed.
The whole day was ahead of you.
They had the old 24-hour license.
They did, yeah.
The
World Cup 2002 was good down there, I believe.
I'd say, yeah, we were just a bit young for it, though, were we?
Yeah.
Conway's, we caught the tail end of Conway's. Conway's was good.
Euro 2004 was very good in Conway's.
Yes.
Club Q. Just going to mention.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. Oh,
Club Q, our first nightclub was Adelaide. I don't know where Club Q
was. It was, you know, where the Adelaide is now. There's a wee slipway down. Used to be called The Limit, I think.
I remember your ID card they got you in was holding a girl's hand.
Huh?
If you held a girl's hand walking up to the door, you were straight in.
One of the lads in. He probably didn't have bus passes. You weren't too far away from Summerhill, but a student bus pass Summerhill in from Strand Hill in, like, it was a long kind of piece of paper with your name and an address in a plastic sleeve. But one of the lads with pen changed 86 to 83, tried to or whatever, and taped a photo of himself to the bus pass, like, so it was a bus errand pass. So just a taped passer photo with pen over his thing. He walked in the door.
I remember actually, I got done for an ID in there as well. I had an IRF
Club Q
card. From Club Q, yeah.
That was always the place you went if you couldn't get in anywhere.
My IRFU card from under 16s and the card that you used to get like discount in Staunton's Sports, Elbury's at the time. So it was just basically like IRFU with my registration number and a face. There was no date of birth, nothing on it at all. Here you go, mate. Yeah, in you go.
One night with my brother's Sligo RTC card.
The RTC. I remember actually, I
would have been 25 in the day.
I remember a good one for that as well. We were in there one night, and I think
it was a rough
McHugh.
Spot.
Yeah, I was in there with McHugh, Gary Clancy, and I think Gary got sick into a pint glass, filled the pint glass full of puke, and then McHugh went up to the bar and goes, "Hey, I asked for a Budweiser." They took the pint of puke out of the car and gave him the Budweiser.
You can say the times it was when people were drinking pints of Budweiser.
Oh, it was a rally weekend.
Well, I'm going, anyways, so we're not talking about, I'm going to old John Kent's. Best ever, the bargain basket with old Premier League jerseys for a tenner. Back in the day, it was probably £10. I bought a Southampton yellow and blue Sanderson one. One of my favourite jerseys, and a Notts Forest one as well. So I'm going to go John Kent's.
I'm going to go...
John Kent's is open at the minute, lads. Yeah. But old John Kent's. Old John.
I can't drive by Burger King without having one.
That's sad.
Yeah.
Sad.
There's a business.
See their new range out.
I've seen, Jesus Christ.
Hard to stop with that apple greens the way they dub them without having a Burger King.
No, it's impossible.
We're digressing a little bit. But there is nothing better than the Burger King in the airport for getting the giddiness ahead of a holiday.
Yep.
Yeah.
So what are you
doing? I'll join you for Burger King.
And we're going to come back. Oh, sorry, you got some there.
Oh, no, that was a great shout. Great question.
Oh, fantastic. Thanks for all your questions over the times. Over the last while, there's been some sensational ones.
And now we're supposed to go into the sports, would we?
We'll see.
It's a sports podcast.
We'll come back. Yeah.
don't mind this.
So, toilets right there. So, we're not going through you. Our soccer review has, football review has segued into the character review here. We met a man in the pub earlier. We're joined by St. John's Peter Meehan. Blue Lagoon's Peter Meehan, one of the youngest, great, and up and coming characters, still in Summerhill somehow.
We forgot him in the up and coming characters of the town.
Yeah.
So we invited him over to have a chat. So, Peter, you're welcome on the podcast.
I was walking by McGlynn's and the wind blew me in here. So I had to come in.
Big fan of the pod. You're on these holidays in school, are you?
I'm on the holidays now. The oils are done now. Happy out. 2 weeks off.
Come here, you're the Irish Oil on Tuesday.
The Irish Oil on Tuesday. And the Sligo Way Pod got to mention the Irish Oil now. He said,
get out.
The examiner asked me, is Mahalum Cole? I said, it's even Lum Cole, Mayor. It's Mahalum Pod Creelu Fresh and Fween Fween Sport. It's even Lum on the Sligo Way Podcast. It's Mahalum.
Yes. Oh, that's brilliant. That is brilliant.
And pilot from Rossi?
Oh, sure.
And I assume you probably had a late night on Sunday night before the Irish Oil, too.
We had a bit of a late night, all right. Now we were drowning our sorrows more than anything now. That was about all that was happening on Sunday.
Oh, that is.
We'll talk about Sunday.
That's good. We'll go straight into your soccer, Marty, yeah, because you had the biggest game in the town for a long time.
Huge crowd to start off.
St. John's versus Colliery.
There must have been 400 at it.
Really?
400, 450.
Yeah, there was a great crowd there, but it's great to see. Like, even this year in general, I think, the crowds at the junior soccer games have been brilliant. Like,
yeah, yeah.
The amount of games you go to and there's a savage crowd at them. Like,
it is, it's back. Like, the junior soccer is back. Talk us through the game, Peter. It was...
Yeah, I don't know, Colliery
scored early. And
winner takes all first of all, wasn't it?
So basically, Colliery, a winner or a draw, they won the league. St. John's needed a win to win the league or a draw got them promoted, and if not Killarney having bet Ben Bulbin, the great Killarney United, they would slide into second depending on the results. So Peter, let's go. How did it go?
I was actually out in Killarney on Sunday morning watching them. I think from the off though, Colliery, you could tell from the first few minutes, once Nixer scored that goal, like Colliery, for me, I knew myself, like Colliery were always going to win that game, I think. Like,
they had a good intensity about them now.
They had a good intensity, but they're a good side, Colliery now. I think they deserve to win on the day. Like, and I suppose, like, we didn't even really get going at all, I wouldn't say, in the match at all, to be honest with you.
No, there was probably, obviously the sending off didn't help as well. But
the sending off didn't help now, but I think still by then...
Well, the sending off ever help?
What, you know that logic where people say, oh, if you go down to 10, you're there. That is nonsense. But, I suppose Corey got the kind of couple of goal lead early, Peter, and it was kind of... Now, I just thought from being at it, though, I didn't see a way back. You were down a good few players, though, to be fair.
We were down a good few, but I suppose it's still... It was our own league to throw, like, if you get... I'm sure Clanny and Corey will say the same thing, like, either out of all three of us probably should have had the league won by then. Like.
Yeah, yeah.
But then, I suppose... It came down to that game, and we were missing a few. All right, it's no excuse at the same time, but still, we're fucking missing a few, and that's just
can't
the way.
Excuse my French.
That's just the way it went, I suppose.
Yeah, I must say, probably having watched a good few Premier League games, that was probably like the performance from Colliery on Sunday was probably the best performance I've seen in the league. I'd say.
Yeah, no, I watched Colliery those times, but Colliery are a great side. Like, and the thing about Colliery is like they work hard, they're all good mates with each other, they're all Colliery boys, like, and fair play to them, like, I suppose, like, they've had the consistency throughout the season, that's what it's all about. But I said, I was chatting to a few fellas, like, the biggest thing, I think, in the junior soccer or the Ayr League was consistency, like, if you go out there with the same team every week, same players, it makes a huge difference. Like, I don't think there's been one game this year where we've had the same team week in, week out, like, I think it's the difference it makes is just unbelievable. Like, even if you're all not that good soccer players, like, if you week in, week out, if the consistency is there, like, it makes such a huge help. Like, consistency and fitness is a massive thing. Like,
training. Teams to train.
No, definitely.
It's a difference.
I could be wrong here, but I would say, just to go to Super League, I would say Carrington train, Strand train, Carberry train, maybe.
Yeah.
That's why they're the top.
I think that's why Carrington already are, because we train 100% at the same time as Carrington. And Carrington will always, every week, they'll have the same players there. They'll have 15, 16, 17 players there.
Yeah, it makes a huge difference.
100%, Marty.
Oh, we've got a group in the corner here.
Peter. Picked up young Peter here, sorry.
What's that, lads? Are these fellas in Summerhill, aren't
they? They know your brother well, Marty. They know your brother well.
How did the Owls go, lads? Or the Owls?
So the boys are out for pints after the Euros. This is a what a town.
What a town.
Come on, Carlo, Summerhill.
We're doing a Summerhill episode. It's in the it's our last ever. So
it's done. Come to the live show, you'll hear about Summerhill. Anyway, we'll do a quick summarization. Summarization?
That's not a word.
Summarization?
Of the whole season, yeah.
Yeah, right. Peter, you've watched a lot of Super League football.
Oh, too much of it.
Right, why don't we start with the Premier?
We'll start with the Premier. So I've got the Super League up in front of me here.
So
final standings in the Super League. Carberry 56 points, Cartron 50, Strand 49, MCO 47. Talk to us, Peter, what do you think about the top four?
Yeah, well, to be honest with you, I think Carberry, they're a different class of everybody, to be honest with you. There are some brilliant players, but I think Cartron, what we were saying there, the reason they've ran them so close is not because they're all brilliant players. I think it's just they have the consistency. They train every week. They know who's going to be there, who's going to be there. I think it's fair play to you. What's your first season?
Second full season. Strand obviously is the kind of team that were coming in third.
Yeah, Strand. I think Strand is some players like is their problem. I think one week they might have certain players, and next week they might have different players. So I'd say if Strand had a full team for the full season, they might have done a lot better than what they did do now. But I think still the top three is probably who should have been on paper.
Then Mail Coach Road were third, right?
Mail Coach Road were fourth. In fairness to Mail Coach Road, we were looking through it the other day. They had five losses. They lost twice to us, they lost twice to Strand, and they lost and drew with Carberry.
Do you know what I mean?
They're only beaten by the top three, really. They didn't lose any other team.
But the speed is what they need. It is. They've all the experience, all the head, the boys, the brains.
They're going to be my dark horse for the league next year.
Mail Coach Road, yeah.
Why? Well, outside of us, I suppose.
Yeah, they're all experienced too, Marty, Michael Schroll. But is there talk of a few new signings there with them?
I just think they've got better as the season's gone on. I think it'll be a good league next year.
Well, it's a great league already, and even at the bottom of the league is really interesting.
It was, yeah. So in the end, Merville and Ballymote were the two to go down. Peter, I suppose we can talk about it now. Our Harps ended up third from bottom, level on points with Anna Celtic on 21. You're going to be heading into first step in the playoff.
The dreaded playoff.
Yeah, well, the playoff is the last thing we wanted now. But
it's a Wembley, is it?
It's what we have now. It's our only hope of going up now.
I tell you, Peter, it's better to go up in third than second.
We've done it before. It's like the championship. We back Glenview there, I think it was 3 years ago now at this stage in the playoff, and it was a great day out now, but it's a nervy experience.
Any word of the game? Any sign of it?
No, well, we're not down to play this weekend, and we're down to play our Harps in 2 weeks. So I'd imagine the next time it could be is maybe the Maybank holiday, maybe.
Right.
I suppose, Peter, you're kind of the, how would I describe you? Like the Abu Dhabi owner of Man City of St. John's. Sheikh, so have you got plans for the budget next year if you do go up make an impact in the Super League?
It all depends what league we're playing in later on now. I think that's the biggest thing. Now we get the checkbook out now if we're playing the Super League, that we. Hopefully I'll be around the time scouting players, all right.
So, yeah, that's the playoff decided. So I suppose we just go to the Premier League, Peter, for a minute. So Cali the winners, as we've discussed. I suppose a word for Clanny in second. Edo, you've been tipping them up all year.
Well, look, I've a special part in the dark corner of my heart for Clanny. I think we inspired them, no doubt. We left enough stuff up there to take a pin to the dressing room wall or put in their AirPods or whatever way they listen to it. Only when they're doing well, they started tipping them.
Yeah. You went a long time.
They done the business. They were one down against Pembroke again.
They were one down against Pembroke again. But look, I think it's their first time in the Super League in 26 years, so.
Great achievement.
Peter, what do you reckon?
Sorry, it is. Yeah. I'm only joking. I love Killarney.
Peter, what do you reckon? They're a good side, Peter.
Killarney?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if I'd say that now, but.
There is a wee bit of rivalry. Did you see someone wrote
Twitter is causing
the rivalry. I seen the DSL page said about St. John's lot of injuries, and Killarney had wrote back it's part of football, everyone's injuries.
Well, of course they say that now, but it doesn't surprise me.
There was a bit of salt,
and we go right. Quick question for you now, Peter. This will be the last thing we'll say on the junior football. Give us the finishing positions for Corey Bowes, Killarney and St. John's if they get promoted in the Super League next year, please.
How many teams are in the league?
12.
So that's say that we get promoted.
We'll just say for the usefulness of this pod that.
Okay. Well, I don't think I'm a like man out in Killarney anyways at the moment as it is now. But I'm predicting Killarney to finish bottom anyways. They'd be even more not liked out there now. But I think Corey will stay up, you know. I think Corey would get Griff and Aidan Vanny back. And there's a big rumour going around who Corey are going to sign. A big player, Alexei Gavardaman. We could be on the way to Calder here.
Kevin.
Maybe. It starts with a K anyway.
Yeah, go on, Peter. You're going back for the rules.
I'm this sort of K.
Kevin!
I heard that one, and if he goes to Calder, they could be forced to be reckoned with.
Oh, no, yeah, Calder will be fine. There's no...
I don't think they'll go down.
They'll be looking at the top four on the table.
Well, it won't go that far now, but I'll say that Calder, I don't think they get relegated.
Well, a few men told me on Sunday that they'd finish ahead of us, so we'll see what happens there.
I'd be worried about Ohana now. There's something going on there at Ohana, because the Ohana usually...
There's a stirring on Ohana, you reckon?
Yeah, out in Battle of Fad, there's something going on out there.
The river what?
What's the river?
Struggle.
Yeah, so Ohana are usually a good side now, and very hard to play against.
A quick stat, they're the longest serving team
in the Super. I was surprised now this year when they were dragged into the relegation battle, to be honest with you.
You know who the longest team outside the Super League was? Killarney United.
Yeah, 26 years.
Ever.
Have Chappell ever been in Super League?
Oh, every club in Sligo Lake history has been Super League.
I tell you, Chaffield's time is going to come.
We played
Chaffield 2 weeks ago, and it was without doubt the hardest game we've played all season.
They were flying there till
where was it?
Out in Chaffield.
Exactly, Bunnadden. Yeah. You don't get nobody's in Bunnadden.
Not an easy play.
Well, if you can find the pitch there, it's a great start. Who would you actually make your way to the pitch?
You can probably see the difference in it from about half an hour away before you even get to the pitch.
And was that then?
No, he wasn't. We got lucky.
Oh, you got.
We got very lucky.
They're lucky to be even in third place.
I heard about who we had COVID actually when we went there.
Please God bless and save us.
Yeah. And we got lucky. Last minute penalty, one of us.
What's going on here? Phil O'Malley's a special guest. Liking tweets there about you. Watch out.
Right, we move quickly on. I don't want to talk about them for too long. The Rovers, it's been a bad week.
We went into the week, I'd say I expected 7 to 9 points out of it. We ended
the
up
last time we talked we was. So we come in just for our second last episode going into the break, and we're expecting at least 7 points. And then our last episode was after the Shells game, which is disappointing.
Yeah, yeah.
And we still thought to pick a few points up, but only the one point against UCD.
Now, I thought they started well against Bowes on the Monday night, or on the Tuesday night, whatever it was.
Tuesday.
But it was terrible after that. I thought they started okay.
Yeah, it was the same with UCD. I thought once they scored that first goal against UCD, I said, here we go. Here's 3, 4, 5. And from then, like, they were awful. Like,
yeah, I wasn't there every Saturday, Peter. Give us a quick summarization again. I suppose,
from what I can remember, anyways, I think just Keane was a huge miss from them. Like, I don't rate the Mata fella at all, to be honest with you. I know he scored 2 goals.
That's what I said. Like, a man scores 2 goals is not rated as a guy.
I don't think so. Well, I think the first one was probably an own goal.
The second one, I think
probably
Adel,
you would have scored. Like,
and
it was an easy header.
Peter actually would have scored a few goals in my time now. I know you're laughing.
I did think.
I scored more goals than you all combined in fucking junior soccer.
I'd say I did think on the night against Bulls the service up to him was terrible.
Yeah. One would have been
well, I think big time what we're missing is a player to link the strikers and the midfield, because I think Cawley, Bulger, McDonald, Moran, they're all kind of the
same player. I felt it myself.
Same player. Like, I think,
and I don't know if
Hamilton is a number 10. I think he's more of a striker than a number 10, and I think just that number 10 is just missing to link the strikers and the midfield together.
But did the JK get us away with a lot last year by just being pacing behind type
thing? Yeah, I think
possibly
so.
Yeah, I think, in fairness, Gary Buckley is missing John Mann beside him, I think, too. As good as Nando is,
yeah,
I think John Mann used to just go and do all the physical stuff.
Are they two very similar players, Buckley and Nando, in a way, no?
Yeah, they're two silky players.
Well, I know it's not Orlando or Nando. He's no right foot at all.
Yeah. No.
It's very evident when he gets on the right foot that he just can't kick the ball with his right foot at all.
He's very good, though.
Yeah, he is good. Yeah. He's very good.
I think, they're very more similar. Where John Mann used to go do the physical stuff.
Buckley, like, that mistake that he made against UCD was just very uncharacter of him, really. Like, it was a simple pass, and he gave it straight to him, and they ended up scoring from him.
So we've Dundalk this Friday.
Yeah, Dundalk tomorrow. I was going to go, after them three results now, I don't think I'd be making the trip up.
Yeah, no.
We'll be in Finn Harps Monday, though.
Finn Harps Monday, 6 o'clock Monday.
It's great Monday. Holiday,
it's a great time for a game.
Yeah,
Mac Holiday Monday.
6 o'clock, yeah.
My God, Finn Park myself.
Dundalk's a horrible trip too.
What's the story? We were sitting in Irish class the other day, actually, and
Irish class.
Yeah, Mr. Cronin, Irish class.
Donny Cronin, Donny.
Yeah, Donny Cronin. Oh yes, he's my Irish teacher. Yeah. And he had the update to the Gaelic game. Summerhill Juniors must have been playing.
I was
So he was on Twitter watching it.
Yeah, you were. And he said, "Who wants that Sligo Way part?" And I said, "Oh, Mr. Moriarty's brother and Adrian McParland." And he said, And I said, but I think it's Adrian Pardle that runs the
team. Yeah,
and
the
and he goes, does that fella not work at all?
I do, and I was working, I was being paid to be there by my employer, to be honest.
Yeah, being paid to be in
big. So the job I have, I'm technically my name is an engineer for Connacht, and I was working in Claremorris that day, so I took my lunch break.
No, extra, that was an awful long lunch break.
Well, no, it was extra fucking time, yeah. So, but I enjoyed myself. When the hill are playing, I'll be there, boy.
Exactly, that's what I No, the whole school was tuned in.
Were they, yeah?
We were doing the
Irish... Which is what went live, so I
would. Oh, you should have. We were doing the Irish poetry, and Conan was there on the iPad. Another goal, another goal, another goal.
Yeah.
And it was the same a few weeks ago when the soccer team were playing.
That was... Yeah, I enjoyed them a few days at Beacon. I was convinced you won, to be honest.
Yeah.
But, no, there was a bit of confusion, and the ref then called it a draw.
But that's a good Summer Hillside that you're
watching. It is. That's the next senior team. A lot of Connacht medalists in that team. This is junior soccer, but now... No, that was me, yeah. That was me.
They're course. Well.
Give Don Gorman a shout out. He wasn't... He told me I failed him even... Or my juniors are Irish.
My Irish teacher told me...
Don Gorman's a great man.
He's a good man, yeah.
Is he your Murphy still there?
Yes.
She's my Irish teacher. She told me... But pardon, you'll never get a woman. That was her last words to me. Never a woman. Never mind the results.
Peter, it's been a pleasure.
Yeah.
It's great to see you. I said John, another teacher, Samuel Russell Carroll, is a big fan of yours.
Russell Carroll's a great man. Yeah. He could get a player too. A hardy old cunt.
Lovely bit of stuff, yeah. He can't really get his head around you, to be honest. Do you know this Peter Meehan guy? I say, I don't really. This was a year and a half ago. I say, I don't really, but I believe he's a character in Summer Hill, right? Yeah, he says he knows you well. Never met him before, but one of the greats and his fans down here. A few of the greats. Everybody, give me an S. Give me a number here. So, Peter, nice with you. Right, you're
Watch,
Russell is burning in the chair. He's burning the chair, right?
Take us back 20 years.
Right, speaking of that chat, then we'll go back in the rugby, so Ross.
Cheers, Peter.
I gotta get a pint.
He's made 5, 6, 7 yards. The great bullock of a man, this fella.
David Neary. Welcome to the rugby section there. David, of course, not one of our usual high profile names, but
no, but it's more of what could have been.
What could have been a budding rugby player, Roscoe, you believe?
Played at the senior grade.
You always talked about him, but anyways, we're going to do a quick rundown of the rugby season, Ross.
Yeah, we're going to have a quick chat about the season, how we finished up. Finished in sixth place. It was a mixed season. The first half of the season went pretty well with 6 wins, 1 draw, 1 loss. Unfortunately, the second part of the season wasn't as good with only 2 wins and 6 losses. A lot of injuries there over the Christmas break, but...
Start at the beginning where it sounds better. So, 6 wins, 1 draw, new management in, things were going good.
Yeah, things were going good until the Christmas break. We had a lot of injuries then, unfortunately, in that January period. And then that was really, we had a bit of a spike then and found it hard to turn things around. It was a very young team. A lot of the young fellas in the team will learn from that. The leadership group will have learned... next year will be a different ball game.
Yeah, going ahead there, Ross. But tell me about the early season again. As you said, who are the standout wins, standout performances in the early season? You shot to the top of the league.
There were some good performances. Like from a lot of fellas stood up this year. Eddie Coyle, Rob Holian was massive in the first half of the season. James O'Hare, usually a hooker, playing flanker for most of the season, had a really good season. Donegh Byrne in the Connacht Academy was really good to go. Cuba, a good game, and Philip Carter as well. They were the fellas who really stood out all year. Guys that I think myself personally had were at the top of their game throughout the season were Dara Byrne, who was injured halfway through the season, probably was our player of the year at that stage, and debatably our player of the year for the whole season. Like once he got injured there at Christmas, our form obviously nosedived massively. So
right, let's talk about that. Let's not sugarcoat it.
Yeah,
great start to the season and downhill from there. And I know you're laughing there, but it has to be talked. You were in promotion contention, should have been, and probably were up until 4 games left, really.
Yeah, look, I think we were like...
What?
At Christmas time, we probably got carried. At the start of the season, we said, look...
Too much festive pudding.
Well, that was probably the problem with Sligo beforehand, but like back in the old days, the Christmas period used to really knock us for 6, but the young fellas these days are in fantastic shape, look after themselves well, so it wasn't a Christmas thing. It was more to do with the injuries, but as I said, for Christmas, we kind of got a bit excited. We were second in the league. looking well, but I think really once those injuries came in, it really rocked us.
Who were the main injuries that really affected? I know you touched on a few there.
Oh, it was a lot of it. Like Pedro got the leg cut open there. It was like there was a ridiculous gash there. He was taken to the hospital. He was out for about 2 months with the injury. Then like it was ridiculous. He was out. Rob Holien was out. Lost a lot of the front five forwards. So like can't win scrums, can't win games.
But you did. Yeah, that's true enough. But you still put up scores in every game.
Yeah, we would. We just couldn't close out games. Like without a decent set piece, like you're not going to close out games, and that was the issue. Then we just the depth in the front five wasn't there. We couldn't finish our games. Like a lot of the games we were in the lead at half time, with three quarters of the game to go. But it was those last 20 minutes that we just couldn't close things out. But look, as I said, like it was a new team coming this year, a new management team, a lot of new players. So we probably were ahead of where we were at Christmas. Like the results probably.
Yeah, there were like you're. Flying top of the league, yeah. So
well, we were second in the league, yeah, against the Greystones team. They were absolutely flying it now. So to look at it now, how's the season finished up? We finished in sixth place. Greystones finished first. They ran away with it. So the semi-finals now for the league next week are Greystones versus Corinthians and Harlequins versus.
Would there been a name or a positional aim at the start of the year?
Pardon?
Would there been a positional aim to start?
Yeah,
year?
No, the start of the season. The aim was to be contending for a playoff. So we weren't a million miles away.
No.
At Christmas time, we thought we were well on course, and then obviously we did just a bit of a nosedive then. So
one of those years, things were so good to start, they had to go downhill a wee bit, I suppose.
Yeah, but like in fairness now, we've had about 5 or 6 good years in a row, like bar that year that we nearly got
this
relegated.
This is still not a bad year now. I think you're being overly...
No, but that's
I think you actually are now. Yeah. I think you're being overly...
You just get so used to having good years in a row. Like, it's the first year that we weren't...
Well, the higher you go with the less good years...
Christmas, you kind of thought, you know...
Yeah, I think it's good at Christmas, as I said, like, you know...
I bring it back to
a huge scores were put in every game. Even the losing games.
Yeah.
The late defeat to was it Greystones?
Well, that was it in January. Like that was it. That was the turning point. I really reckon. Like with
that was when the
awful to go. Then we got a try. We scored to put us about 10 points ahead. Was
that was away from home, wasn't it?
No, that was in the rugby club.
Sorry. I was there. Yeah, I mixed up completely.
Yeah, and then that was it. Like since then we're in a bit of trouble. Like, but I reckon, like, you know, that could have been if we got a win that day, things could have been a bit different. But. Look, there were some positives this year. Like there was, as I said, Darren Byrne was fantastic at the start of the season. Ryan Feely and Ross Hick.
New management in this year.
Yeah, Josh came in. Like was one of the best coaches we've had now. His organisational skills are fantastic. His coaching was unbelievable. Unfortunately, Josh is going back to Brazil next year.
That's a scoop for us, is it?
Potentially, yeah.
Wow.
So Josh going back to Brazil next year. So thankfully, though, Paddy Pearson's coming back. Paddy's been a proven winner with the club, knows the players inside out. So,
jeez, didn't miss Roscoe. That's big news. Paddy's going to be a huge, and farewell, Josh, and obviously Josh.
But
Paddy's a massive boost. Success has followed Paddy all the way he's gone with Sligo Rugby.
Yeah, no, it's massive for us, to be fair. Like, to have a fella of that calibre ready to come back in next year, it's massive. Like, he knows all the players inside out, the proven winner. I know he's ready to get stuck in now after taking a bit of a break there for a while. The batteries are recharged, so he's ready to go again.
So that should be 2B next year with Paddy in. Any players coming or going? No, it's probably too early to say, is it?
It's just only too early to say now. It's only just chatting with Paddy the last week, like, so he's only started his conversation with players next week. So we're just first thing is consolidation of the squad, and then of course trying to bring some a couple of fellas back. You know,
I might put this. Yeah, I think maybe was the start too good, and maybe sixth was 11th position where
that's kind of what I'm thinking. Like, look, it's been a really as I said, it's been a different year for us. A lot of the young fellas that we have now have learnt a lot. We had two new captains this year, Brendan Cunningham and Matthew Early, so they would have learned a lot. They're going to be...
What age are they combined? I said 45 combined,
not even, not at all. No. They're both on the shy side of 20, like, so they would have learned a lot this year. And they'll be, like, far better for it next year. Like,
if I was put you on a spot, would you give me a player of the year?
Really tough one now. If the season finished in December, I would have said Darragh Byrne. Second half of the season, Ryan Feely, Ross Hickey were sensational. Very hard to pick one between the three of them. I'm going to give it to Darragh Byrne.
That's okay. The unofficial Sligo pod rugby player of the year is Darragh Byrne.
Yeah, and it just obviously the results weren't good in the second half of the season. We missed him a lot. He was sensational playing a new position. He was originally playing centre and came back this year playing number 7, and he was massive. So yeah, I'm going to give it unofficially to Darragh Byrne.
Is there a try of the year anything stands out at the moment? Holien's chip.
Rob Holien's chip was sensational as well. Yeah, that was massive. Yeah, got massive traction there. And Rob himself had a massive season as well. Like, so talk, Rob wants to retire. We'll see how things go.
He's only our age. He's young enough. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, look, we'll wrap up what you have a few more bits left with other bits in the club, but wrapping up on the senior side, I think.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
If he went 1 week winning, 1 week losing, 1 week winning, it would look like a good enough season. It's just the fact that so many, you're top heavy at winning games at the start of the year, and then maybe next year, probably. Like the after Christmas top of losing,
but it was such, it just looked, it's such like a differentiator. Everyone was able to beat everybody. So, look, it's going to be tough week next year.
Six would have been okay at start year.
It's only going to be out of them four teams that are in the semi finals. Greystones, Corinthians, Harlequins, and Blackrock. Only one's going to go up.
Right.
I'm going to say, I'm going to make a call now. I think Corinthians are going to go up.
Yeah, and obviously we have a big Corinthians listenership in this podcast, so hopefully that pleases them and doesn't piss them off.
No.
pardon
well
the
phone. Listeners, too.
Moving on.
Okay, what
last
else?
Last thing to say, Oscars are on this weekend. It's our big fundraiser. Tickets are available online.
The production values are unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Oh, outrageous. Like, did you see something of
the
$3 I didn't watch them because we met Gail Regan and Conley's one night. She was on about. I don't know what you've done, but I seen the Brave Heart one. It was weird. Wild, like.
Yeah, no, like, so.
The Brave Heart one, like, there was a lot to it.
So basically, it was this Kevin Rowe Productions. We used them for the Strictly Come Dancing before. And they came in, like, they managed the whole thing from start to start.
Kevin Rowe should be in Hollywood.
Start to finish, yeah. Oh, they're unbelievable.
Not for an Oscar.
Declaring him. An Oscar or an Oscar?
An Oscar.
Keep Kevin's name out of your fucking mouth.
No, so that's this weekend now. So tickets are still available. Buy them. It's our big fundraiser of the year. It's going to be a great night. Looking forward to seeing it.
And any tips who's going to win the Oscar?
Who knows? There's seven movies. There's Father Ted, there's Shawshank Redemption, Sister Act, Fatal Attraction, Friends, Braveheart, Pulp Fiction.
Who's playing Whoopi Goldberg?
I don't know. Trina is the
main character. Trina was one line there. Yeah.
Okay, very good.
I've seen them all now. The Father Ted one looks it was ridiculous.
Who was in that?
Who was in that? Dez was.
Or what sketched? What sketched?
Oh, it was just all clips of all the different.
Okay, very good. Very good. No, I'm looking for that. Well. And in fairness, there's a lot of people talking about in the town. Yeah. Anything else? Underage girls, 17s, or anything like that?
No, just basically this season, finish up in the review. One of the most positive things of the season was our underage girls. Under 14s, under 16s, under 18s, under 5s, all into their finals for their respective years.
Well, thanks for the last 3 years off the rugby.
And that's it.
It's been good. It's been good. We'll come back with a little bit of GAA. Might have an old guest.
We have a guest here for the GAA.
We have one of the under 20 panelists here who was at the game earlier. He's going to pop up. And sure luck. Oh my goodness, yeah. I know well. I'm not clued in, Peter. We'll come back with a GAA. We might have a few young fellas to chat as well. I'm embarrassed. I had a preview of the New York game, but I got deleted on my phone in Marrickwich after the game by Shannon, an S County star. So
it was a great interview.
There it was. It was S County star.
Chance here for Jesse
Sloan.
Can he score? Yes. Sligo.
Yeah. Welcome to the last ever GAA section. It's an apt intro there. Jesse Sloan's goal is our team tune. Desi, of course, is Sligo under 20 manager.
Big win for the lads.
Big win for the lads. And we're joined by under 20 panellists tonight. Yep. Mr. Ronan Kelly St. John's.
Talking to Ronan.
Put the mic up. Great to see him.
Mic is up.
Big win tonight in the Marrickwich Park. Ronan 1-12-1-11.
Yeah, it was a good game now. It was thrilling. I wasn't playing myself.
That's okay. You don't have to say that. You're part of the panel.
You're
there as much as anyone else.
I suppose, yeah. But no, it was a very good game. And
you might fight your way in for the final, Kelly.
Go on.
You will fight for the place for the final.
Right? I will be. Hopefully now, yeah.
Hopefully.
I'll throw one thing into the final result. It could have easily been Roscommon 1-22, Sligo 1-15 to 1. They kicked an outrage amount of whites.
Yeah.
And dropped short.
Yeah. Lucky for us, but.
No, I don't mean lucky, but last 15 minutes, I turned around to you. There's a woman here beside me. But I said Sligo going to win this, no bother. Fitness was a massive issue, I think. And Sligo were clearly fitter and better kickers off the ball. Owen Smith, Lee Dignan, Gavin Duffy, come on, was unlucky with a few chances.
Desi said himself there after the game, we were having a team talk, he said himself he knew Sligo were going to kick that final point to win the game, and he's right.
That's the feeling of stand. I turned to John, brother said, what are you laughing at, you pups down there? I turned to John, when the board went for 4 minutes, I turned to brother and said, Owen Smith will kick a point here.
He did.
And
it was a fantastic point.
But he kicked some points during the game as well. He had a great game, didn't he?
No, he done very well.
Yeah.
But you know, you can even see in like the last 20.
There must be a big piss going on, is there? About six fellas going to the toilet. Jesus. Yeah, sorry, go on, Ron.
No, I was just saying, you could even see in the last maybe 15, 20 minutes of the game, you can see the Roscommon lads, they were going down with injury.
Did a lot of cramp and stuff, didn't they? Yeah.
But you didn't really...
Cheers, Knight.
You didn't see much of that now with
Sligo. No, much Sligo, and I know you were there part of the panel, but it was very noticeable in the stand.
Fitness is a key thing.
And is that something you've worked on all year?
It would be, yeah. We've put a lot of work in fitness.
Is that maybe something Eamon brought in as well, no?
Potentially, no. I won't point the fingers at anyone.
Connor Mara there, of course. He's our guest
next week.
Is
Con
a selector? Yeah, it's Con's third year involved as well. And look, it was not to say much, need women, Desi and Con and Paul Higgins have played their third year together, Amy Quinn this year as well, and a few of them, but the 20s needed a win this year, big time.
Yeah.
And especially the minor kick on last year.
Oh, yeah.
If the 20s didn't win this year, it was the third year playing Roscommon two in a row.
And it was great to get there.
If you look at the Mayo Leitrim result.
Yeah, Leitrim came late. That's
interesting.
Yeah. You reckon, we were just chatting earlier, because the word, Ronan, was after the game there was going to be the finals in Bacon, but do you think there might be
a change? I think it will be in Bacon. Yeah, but
give them more advantage. Give them it.
Indoor.
Outdoor.
There was talk of it being in Markovitch, but I don't know if that's going to be.
I think it was wishful thinking. I think a few of us might have spread that around the terrace. I just presumed it was going to be Markovitch. I don't know, but yeah. Like they played Galway and Beacon last week. The train there.
It's been harsh, huh?
But I assume you're one of the true development squads of Sligo, obviously, so you're a bit. You're well used to Beacon, anyways. Beacon or bacon? I never can say it right.
Bacon. The roasters from Mayo say bacon, don't they?
Speaking of roasters from Mayo, can't call anyone else roasters before again, because I see two lads from Gertrude at the game today with Luke Zibbals in their back pockets at the game. Like, how's he even comfortable in the chair holding, putting a Luke Zibbals in your back pocket? So Sligo men.
Right.
Yeah. Not but there were empty bottles too, so they were drank. Put them in the fucking bin, man.
Well, Gertrude is out there, to be fair.
It is close to Ballardrain border. Nothing so Gertrude, but...
It's on the Roscommon Mayo border.
Put Luke's balls in your back pocket, like. Were they saving it for later? Fill it with milk.
Did you go to the sand or did you go to the fire?
I went terrace. It was really warm. It was a weird old day. It was not a breeze. Yeah,
the
Did
you watch it from Ronan?
The dugout.
Oh, sorry, I forgot.
Yeah.
Of course.
Had the panel run.
But,
I might forget.
Sorry, the pipes are in.
I was looking forward to seeing... I was really looking forward to seeing Derek Craig, who was number 9 for his common. I watched him a lot last year with Boyle. The two Craig, the brothers, and...
They're from Boyle.
Really?
They were very good, yeah.
He was the best young players I've seen last year. He got in mount of ball and kicked wise like fuck.
Yeah.
He had a poor day now, but it was good for us. So, look, Ronan, congratulations. What's the plan for the week, I wonder? What was the talk after the game?
We have a meeting tomorrow now, and then training Friday, training Sunday, preparation for the game Wednesday.
The game's Wednesday.
Personally, what's the
training plan looking like? You're talking to me.
No, we're booked up now.
That's good.
Training's coming up.
Must be exciting.
Oh no, definitely. I'm looking forward to it. Like, it was such a good game today. It got everyone kind of in tune with it itself.
That's it. The good friend Rowan shot his pint in front of him there.
He's not drinking.
Oh, sorry, yeah,
in the water.
We're all really hungry about Jim Davis that day.
Jim Davis got done. Does he play? He's under 20, is he?
Yeah, is he not well? Is he?
He was on the bench today. Yeah.
Was he?
And that's why he's on the bench. Because he was caught drinking their podcast.
What are you saying about his trainer?
Bit of a rowdy man.
There is, yeah. We have a few characters here. But also, we might just delve into the old Summer Hill season there, Ronan. Yeah. You're playing for Summer Hill this year.
Yeah.
Probably a bit.
Disappointing.
I was disappointed.
Yeah.
I won't say that. I will, because.
No,
I thought you were a serious team. Like, I thought, who did you play in the first round up in Bacon?
I had COVID that week, so I didn't play, but I think it was...
Who did the whole school play is what I'm trying to go at here.
Are you looking for colleges?
I was there.
Are you looking for colleges around Connacht?
No, but I...
Nordex.
No, it wasn't. It was...
Rice College, Westport.
I thought I was updated from the fucking game.
It wasn't Gerald's.
No, it wasn't charged. Coleman's the game we lost. Ban Rob, very good. It was the Grammar Boy who said that. Yeah. It was Ban Rob. It's Ban Rob. Yeah,
the
Coleman's game was disappointing, though.
It was.
It was kicking ball into wind, and.
Where were you playing that day, Ron?
Where was I playing?
Yeah.
Midfield. along with Ross.
And he set out a lot of smart Ross Doherty. Yeah,
yeah.
Clem with a lot of smart players on the pitch, but
we had a very good team and a very promising team. It was just
on paper, yes, I would say. Yeah. It's disappointing though.
Like, I feel like, you know, trainings, maybe we could have had more people out of trainings. And
one thing was,
stuff didn't go our way, like.
But games in February in Beacon, it's going to be wind.
Yeah, yeah.
And they scored two goals against the wind, and that makes a massive difference.
Yeah.
And was then, that went extra time, did it?
No, that was that was last Monday.
The first goal they got
was. I was also up there last Monday. Yeah. I work out of Beacon, clearly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There he is, out. Yeah, capitalist pig, how are you?
We're live.
Sorry, no.
He's out.
Yeah, sorry. So
he's anti-capitalist.
Some guy just walked by. He was trying to make him sign a non-disclosure agreement to capitalism. Ronan, I'm very sorry. Yeah, summer, but that is that was your last year summer, yeah.
My last summer. Yeah.
Very good team and bit of.
As you say yourself on paper, but we just like we had friendly. We had a friendly the week before, and we absolutely destroyed the team we were playing. And I forget who it was now, but like hammered and. And just went against Coleman's and just didn't go our way, really.
Thing with schools football, like,
did Coleman's win the final?
They didn't. No.
Clare Galway, was it?
Clare Galway, no.
Yeah, Clare Galway, yeah.
They're the best. Managed by Mara Sheridan,
yeah.
A man who plays right at forward in schools football himself at 45 years of age.
I heard that, yeah.
I spot him last Monday, yeah.
And he was on the pitch today for the under-20.
He was, he's the under-20 manager.
Clare Galway seems to be a big deal now.
It's a massive school. It's a massive school. It's interests a few thousand students, boys and girls.
Okay.
Which we can all talk about. This is GUA section, actually. But Clare Galway, yeah. But look, I'd say after that game, you were severely disappointed because it's a realization once schools football, once it's gone, it's gone.
Yeah.
Once you lose that. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You won't play for somewhere again.
The one thing is, though, I feel like St. Coleman's, they had a lot, like a bus or two of support up. They had, like, a bus or two of support up, you know. And Summerhill, we
they did, yeah, the drums and all, like.
Yeah, they even, like, if you're attacking down their side, you can see their fans shouting.
The thing is, Coleman's is, I'd say, at most a four-minute drive to Beacon, like.
I suppose,
where the school is, but, like, Summerhill need, and this is something I would shout down to our Summerhill lads in the corner, is need, and this is to... Are you listening, Adrian Barrett? Are you listening, John Moore? Are you listening, Dave Moriarty? Are you listening? Hang on a second. No, hang on a second now. Are you listening? What's the principal's name? Are you listening, Paul Kill? Are you listening, David McAvoy, who's even the principal of the tractors now, ex Summerhill? Are you listening, Ross O'Carroll? Are you listening, Mark Brenny? Are you listening, Owen Doherty? Let the boys go to every game. Forget class.
Agreed.
Encourage the teams. Let them go. Are you listening? Bloody whoever suspended me back in that time. Yeah, no, I'm saying, let them go. That's chant. But no, look, Summerhill, and they're a great team. And I was at the game last Monday, the juniors, and it was backbone by the minor winning team. A lot of the boys who won the Connacht minor in the 17s, but it just doesn't work out with that sometimes. But you have a kind of fine to look forward to, Ronan.
Yeah, 100%.
And thanks for dropping by.
Yeah.
We're going to have a brief preview of the Connacht Championship opener now here.
Yeah.
With New York.
You stay around for that, Ronan.
Hopefully all goes our way now. And
you stay around there.
Yeah.
Okay. So Sunday evening in New York. In the Bronx. Sligo travel to... I think they're already in transit as we speak.
What are these?
So, as I said earlier, I met one of the ex-Sligo players up in the park earlier and done a recording, but unfortunately...
He got lost, yeah.
Lost in translation over to my Gmail account. So embarrassed, but... We look forward to Sunday. We presume we're going to win.
Yeah.
We don't know nothing known about New York. That's the only thing.
I think the thing with New York now at the minute is they've got a good few actual born and bred Yanks playing for them. I don't think they have as many imports looking at their team.
That's the word, but do we know?
Well, that's the word on the street. Now, what street that is, I'm not sure. Might be 52nd Street up in New York. I'm not sure. I'm not Gaelic.
Down by. Barney's. What's the close up?
The handicap of Paddy Powers is 12. I don't think I'd take the 12, but they should win.
Well, bookmakers are really wrong with handicaps, in fairness. Yeah. But, yeah. So, as I was chatting to earlier up in the pitch, not that I'm not confident, but.
It's a banana skin, but...
It is... No, I don't think it is. Sligo will win. Sligo will win, no bother.
What do you reckon on?
I'd like to think they will. And
they
I
will.
I'd say they will.
No, they will.
Sligo
will win.
Irish team.
But Mike, so I want to go back to the league. And we probably, the Cavi game is a big slip up, maybe. So if you're looking at the championship as a whole, you're looking at Roscommon in a semi final.
Yeah.
So
I still think in a one off game against Roscommon.
What I'm trying to say is, so Sligo played football in the league to win every game, to attack in football.
Try and beat everyone.
Get promoted.
I get what you're saying, yeah.
Come Roscommon in 2 weeks' time. Yeah, and you played against New York as well, you can. Because you can play against New York because they're not a good opposition. But you can't go play Roscommon in a park in 2 weeks' time, or 4 weeks' time, sorry, at this stage. Sorry, it's the first week of May, 2 weeks' time. And play the same way. So I'm wondering, are Sligo training for that? Because I know it's just the likes of Tip and Cavan. I think Cavan were...
Cavan definitely played.
Just struggled across it. They knew they'd win the games by a point or two. But they were playing Ulster Championship football.
Yeah. Yeah, no. You're right, because they can't play... Like, Roscommon are going to be a Division 1
Sligo can't play the way they played in Division 4 against Roscommon. They can't say fine in 2 weeks' time.
No, 100%.
So have they been training for that, or are they going to...
But
are you concerned if they think get over New York and let's train for a week and a half to play Roscommon like this?
I still think that I'd say from the Leitrim game, now with all credit to New York, I'd say from the Leitrim game, the only thing they've been training for is Roscommon in the park on the bank holiday weekend.
I'd hope so.
I think that's the only thing they're playing. Look, it'd be nothing short of a catastrophe if they don't win the game. Do you know what I mean?
Well, then
they have to be going there thinking. And as we pointed out in the show before, Sligo's best years in our lifetime in supporting them, 02, 07, 12, 17,
were always New York
always
years.
New Yorker years, yeah.
There must be some team bond.
There's a bond
in
session that
in
goes
the
on there. Do you know? Imagine that, Roland, heading off on an hour bond in session in New York.
It'd be enjoyable now.
You could be there yourself in 2027.
Seven, yeah.
Who knows, but then, yeah.
So any, is there much, any, not correspondence, any links between the seniors and the 20s, really?
I'd say there's a good few lads in 20s obviously hoping to go up to the seniors.
You can't play 20s and seniors now, can you?
You can now, it's changed back. So Sam Callan, who played league all the way from Mayo this year, is playing 20s from Mayo, so he's playing next week in Sligo. And I can't think of the other guy's name. Irwin. Can't think of his name. Frank Irwin, yeah.
That's the one.
Who is called Frank at 19 years of age?
How do you know all the Gaelic stuff as well, people?
No, it is Frank Irwin. Oh, it's Frank Irwin, yeah. Yeah, bloody very bad stuff, Peter.
St. John's. I remember we played Frank's team, his like club team, about 2 or 3 years ago, and I was playing for St. John's, obviously, and we were losing by a good bit, and they gave us him for the second half. they gave us Frank, just because, like, you know, the game's kind of...
John Moore! It is John Moore! Excellent teacher John Moore has just passed by. I thought it was him!
Is that ex or real teacher?
So, no, ex. My ex. My ex.
That was a drive-by. Did not want to say a word.
Is it a rug?
No.
Sorry to interrupt you. One of my favourite teachers. One of my favourite summer Hiller teachers was off there. But look, yeah. To hasten to add again, our championship preview special guest was lost in my Gmail earlier, so embarrassed. So we've got Roland Kelly here from St. John's of St. Susan in our 20s. But and a live audience. This is our live show, lads.
Yeah. We've got a live show in a couple of weeks. You all better be fucking
coming. I've got tickets, have you? But no. So what happens against, like, Roscommon have just won Division 2. They're scoring. Sligo can't play the way they played in Division 4 in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah.
Because they did last year against Mayo.
Yeah, but I think that they will think going into the game they've got a chance against Roscommon.
I would think so.
But, like, up until about 2017, that Sligo last bet Roscommon 2017, was
in
it?
In the park.
In the park. Was that 2017? I can't remember.
They put Murphy and Brandy midfield as...
Exactly. Yeah. And they played about 6 wing backs.
Sorry, that was 15, was it?
Was it 15, sorry.
Sorry,
but
yeah.
I think Sligo would always, until 2015, from when we were about 10 up, the outsider in that game won every time. So if you were the outsider in the Sligo-Roscommon game, you won the game. You think back all the games when Sligo were good, the last Roscommon after a replay up when that prick kept the...
Yeah.
No, I tell you, like Sligo, I would hope, or I'd assume, that they have just been planning for... I think their main plan was to go to Division 4, but I think
it was,
since then, all they will be thinking about is Roscommon. Because they have to think they're going to get over Roscom. Or New York, sorry.
But that, yeah, look, this New York preview, but they'll show, look, let's go, we're over New York. So, and that's Murray, but the player, and like, I convinced Sean Carbine, Niall Murphy, put Paddy O'Connor. Paddy O'Connor's not playing well this year as such, but if you're the three of them playing,
you have a chance.
You're scoring points, no matter who you play, you're scoring points.
And it's probably always in Sligo's way in the last, even since they went bad in the last 5 or 6 years, they've always put up a score, in fairness to them.
Yeah, and the defense has tightened up this year, and it has been the weak point off the last few years. The defense.
I was very impressed with him that against Gavin.
Yeah,
but the physicality they showed.
Derek Cummins, I said many times, he had his best game Sligo against Gary McKiernan. This is that day. Sorry, yeah. Against Gary McKiernan, and McKiernan caused havoc around the place. So, look, it's two marks. It's a New York preview that's going to Roscommon now. But who marks Enda Smith, who marks Donny Smith, who marks Connor Cox, who marks Demertas? That's where we go, kind of go.
Yeah. Look, they're still on a different level, to be fair. But I still think if Cavan and Roscommon were playing a championship match in Carrick and Shannon, there wouldn't be a whole pile of
who?
Cavan and Roscommon.
What?
Well, no, I'm just taking it from a point.
Oh, sorry,
of
sorry, they're most playing Cavan the league. Sorry.
Yeah. But if Cavan
and Carrick and Shannon, then
yeah. I assume that's where it'd be played. But if Cavan and Roscommon were playing in Carrick or Longford, there won't be much in it.
No,
and Sligo were probably the better team that day. They went down to 13 men.
I do agree with Roscommon though. They're Division 2 champions.
Yeah. But I still think that they will think within the Sligo squad they will think.
We hasten that Sligo need to beat New York on Sunday though.
We hasten that, yeah.
Summerhill reunion Saturday night in somewhere in Summerhill. Yeah.
Peter, where is that reunion out in
It's in some pub in New York.
Some pub in New York.
Remember
the name of the pub?
Paul
Cole
will
be there. You're
hardly going
there. I'd love to go.
There's a big crowd. His sister was going.
I don't think I'll make it over in time now.
Heather Jane's going over his sister. There's a good crew of them going over. I better give them a shout out here because they give out to me if I didn't give them a shout out.
Well, the last Gaelic review has gone to a bit of shouting and roaring of people, but hopefully the live show next Friday will have beaten Roscommon, or beaten Sir New York, and we can chat Connemara more about Roscommon that day in Toss or in Lola Montez, Toss, Show Me Age.
Big shout out to Ronan for joining us.
Ronan Kelly, great to see us. And fresh from Markfish Park. He's a Connacht final, under 20 final to look forward to. It. And we're going to be fully behind him. We're getting the podcast bus up to Bacon, are we? But you know what they call it Ballyhonus. It's knock like.
It's Bacon.
It's Bacon.
I seen the turn the other day. I seen the sign for the turn. It's not even called Ballyhonus.
It's knock. So shout out to the boys. Summerhill lads, shout out to the Grammar GA team. Best of luck to Sligo in New York next week. We're looking forward to the Roscommon again, the Bank Holiday weekend. And a big shout out to the two boys from Gertrude with the Luxie balls in their back pocket of the game. Right, we'll come back with our favourite bits from the last 3 years. Well, that's it, lads. 3 years, multiple hours, more than we should have had.
Possibly, yeah. I'm not sure if it's 10 pints of Guinness here, but. I'm a bit teary-eyed.
I am. I'm going to miss it big time. It's like the end of Titanic when I wished the ship would just claw back together and just go to New York.
Well, I tell you about the end of Titanic. She should have let him on.
Well, she's a bit of wood.
That's Kate Winslet. That's a debate for you.
That's Kate Winslet for you.
She should have let him on the wood. Like, if she just pulled him up on the wood beside her.
Shuffled over. Scoot sheet.
The captain's a gentleman, though. But also, well, he said he'd never let go. She let go. But also, it would With two bodies on that big board, sunk it.
I think there was space for two of them.
Okay. We'll come back to
Jack
that.
Jack Dawson should somebody
a fantastic movie. A fantastic movie, but ruined in that last scene.
Yeah. So welcome to the Titanic review. James Cameron's coming later on.
Did a great job with Terminator, to be fair to him.
James Cameron.
Avatar as well.
Jimmy Cameron. Yeah, our last show. Look, thanks. So this last segment is going to be our best bits. And they're not going to be, clips of the best bits because that would take a lot of work.
That would take a lot of work.
We don't have that.
What are we talking about? 40, 50 shows nearly?
We must be up there now. This is your year.
Say so.
Remember back to our first show when we tried to read stuff from the papers.
160,000 listeners.
Do you remember we said we tried to read stuff from the papers?
Yeah, so we'll go after the first
great
show.
See, that for anybody,
that's one of my favourite memories. So we met up in Power Right upstairs in Ross's building. Ross owns the town. Power Right Alarms Company, and
we were newbies at all.
We were very newbies. I really texted you about a week before that.
He texted me one day. I was like, "Are you interested in a random podcast?" I was like, "Yeah, sure." Like, you know what? That's just bad.
And then I think Ross kind of put the arse at me as well. Let's do it. The fuck and.
this is after a text, like, but I said to the phone, I said, we're done, and it got somewhere, it's like an outrageous fucking response.
Yeah.
But, so one of my big brain ideas, first of all, was to read the stuff from this, like the Weekend and Champion, but very quickly into Car the crash. First episode, I read
from what I was reading from the paper,
there was a fair litigation as well. Like, what can we say here? It hasn't been proven.
We're recording. I'm pretty sure you read just something ridiculous. Like, it was no slander, no court. Like
Eastky got like $100,000 in
the grant. Murty read about a fucking a green field being planted in Eastky, and so we quickly laid that out. But then it went down well, so went forward, and I think with a guest. Next week or two, didn't we?
We did. I interviewed Derek Keenan early, I think.
Yeah, very early.
The jockey interview was about, that was about 3 in.
It was our first guest, actually, was it?
He could have been our first guest.
If you got the list, have you Spotify on your phone there, Ross? Because you sent into our group one day the list of interviewees. And it's pretty impressive, in fairness.
It's
crazy. Like, you've Olympian, obviously Derek Keenan, Olympic box, or sorry, not box job, but you've...
Have you got it, Ross?
Yes, Derek Keenan, episode 3, one of the first guests we had. Sean Henry, episode 4. Gino was episode 6.
The Big Show.
Yeah, that was the big one there.
Willie Rogers appeared in episode 7.
Willie Rogers played Puck over the earlier seasons, of course, early episodes.
Then it was the infamous Christmas party night.
Well, talk about that many times. I blame you for spiking the punch.
So we had Paddy Pearson on that night, and we had
Barry O'Mahony. Yeah. Season 2 kicked off then in
May 2021.
Jeez, we took 5 months off.
The early days were on, but the...
There was a lockdown on it. You couldn't be meeting up.
Of course. The nudist beach was early seasons, early 2.
Josh Reeves is there, Stephen Cairns. The MacDack appears season 2, episode 3.
A big one.
RF is season episode 4.
Yeah.
Flap Doodlers, Owen Colgan.
Yeah.
Dean Clancy.
Mona McSherry. Olympian.
Which is wild enough when you think about it.
But I was very nervous about that, Mona, because like, the Olympics have been delayed and she was the hottest property
in Ireland
nearly the time. Yeah. Like.
But it went well. It was a good
interview. Mona was very good.
Mona was brilliant. Yeah, she was. She got relaxed. We chatted beforehand. We went live on air.
The college frat party story was...
College frat party, yeah. Now Mona's... what else hurt her? The big man.
Then even this season we had a good few like Shane O'Mara, Warner Willows.
Shane is brilliant. O'Mara is brilliant.
Warner Willows is great.
I think the more the axe tour.
Kiola
McGowan, our axer. She was fantastic.
Fantastic, yeah.
And sorry not to go back again, but Gino kicked it all off, I think. That was one of our highest list ships. That was
huge, yeah.
Crazy stuff.
We could have talked to Gino for another 2 hours.
Yeah, and there was bits left out of Gino, like...
Yeah, yeah.
He was texting, wasn't he, Ross, to go for round 2?
Correct.
And then he tried his own old podcast, and it was it. But Gino was on our live show. Buy tickets.
Loads of tickets.
I still can't get over McSherry. I kind of don't get the whole McSherry interview really myself. Like, how do we even get around to get McSherry on? Or
it was all Ross's work with McSherry.
What was the angle of when do we even chat about McSherry?
I think we just thought he'd be like, yeah.
But we must have mentioned
him. I think we talked about him early. I think he came up in one of the first couple of podcasts.
I know Ross was the creator of the Nazi bothered video.
For fuck's sake, what? Oh, yes. Sorry, no, you're correct. I did make
that wasn't an insult. Like.
No, I thought you were trying to do something very seriously.
No, the Nazi in Bollard video.
And we've never had a Facebook share since it.
No, that's true enough. Yeah, was that before McSherry?
That was it.
So McSherry TD was, there was COVID and they were closing up benches and that's when we got MKS in.
McSherry's one of them ones where you kind of go, what are we doing here, like?
Yeah, I was very anxious over that one now. I don't know what was going on.
You were very nervous about him.
Because I would have encountered Mark in the Strand and the doing a few things in real life before that. He's good. And then one of my favourites is my kindred spirit. I met him, our man from Mayo, RF.
Yeah, it's the Mayo version of you, is what we described.
That's not that bad. I'm also a better tactical coach, although he's coaching the team now.
Is he?
Yeah, Tom McKeady.
No.
Yeah.
I thought he's coached the women's national up there. No,
well, he's men's now, and he sent a man down to train the Tuesday night. There's a man in Foss for 10 weeks who wants to train with his club, and we've been in contact. We've crossed the divide. We've got him in. But we don't play attacking football down here, ref. But yeah, he was great. He had massive listenership.
Our ref was great, yeah.
Yeah, it was good chat because no bullshit. It was the preview to Sligo Mayo game that was on lockdown.
I don't think we talked much about Sligo.
The result was done.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was just good chat and.
He was. Another man at the live show.
And he's gone. He's on a live show. Con O'Mara coming up, and he's just he's gone from strength to strength since he got alone. And of course, his cult hero, his sidekick. You love him, Bertie.
Yeah, he's one of the greats.
And McGarty.
Yeah, get him up here for the live show.
There's so many men who say that to me. They just love him.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll bring him up. I'd say we'll invite him.
Does he listen to us?
But I think he mentions the odd time now.
The odd time, yeah. I don't know.
But I think he drives some sort of van that he brings the other buck in, so he might come. So Gino, Ref,
McSharry,
three of my top ones.
I enjoyed, in fairness, most any of the interviews we've done.
Wilders is a cracker.
Wilders is brilliant. Yeah,
they're mountain bikers.
But even like Shane O'Mara, like in fairness, anybody we've had on has been like really receptive to what we're trying to do here. Like we started off as a bit of a fucking joke between the three of us. But like, in all fairness, I think we've, and Finch Off is a joke between the three of us. But I think we've got...
It's not Finch Off. We've won our 250 tickets sold to a live show here in Lola Montez next Friday night.
No, I think, like, in fairness, we've branched out. We've got, like, a lot of other sports on. Yeah. I think we've been very good to the Sligo sporting community.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's, it has been good. And I think the aim was to promote Sligo sport. And then the entertainment jokes, like, come in kind of...
In fairness...
It was always known as
when it branched off from sports to, like, takeaways and pints and stuff. That kind of made the show, to be fair.
But sport was the game, and I think... I believe we've done a lot for junior soccer.
Big time, yeah. Nobody promoted like us in the last
3 years. Ever. 3 years, 2019. And I'd hope GA, I know if I found myself conflicted a few times with GA, just not to say stuff. I will say stuff with Sligo. And we felt the scorn of announcing Tony McNeigh's appointment.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. That was a big scoop.
That was pretty scandalous now when we released that on Twitter. That was dangerous territory. Who can fire you that night? And all the latest, look, I think we tried to be as honest as we could. We've enjoyed it. We'd love to be back at some stage.
Yeah, I think, in fairness, we were all conflicted with our sports, but I think we tried our best to be as nearly neutral as we could.
Two big shout-outs in the junior soccer front for me. Beloved Chapul, love you.
Beloved Chapul.
And Killarney, I believe we got you the title. Or, well, second.
Promotion.
Promotion, we pinned to the wall. It's been good, lads. It's been good. It's. I'm sad. But in 10 days' time, we've a big one going on, and we need you for this. If we go for Sligo, but the guests are fantastic. Like you've Alan Keane, you're Raff. Raff. When's the last time Raff sudden decision chatted?
Not
has
sure.
He?
No, I don't know. I assume the two boys that have great.
Yeah, Paddy is now back as head coach. He wasn't when we last chatted.
Yeah.
Rugby.
Frankie's coming back in as a man.
Conor O'Mara is going to come in there as either a Connacht under 20 winning selector or coach, or either losing a final. Ref is ref, and then we have the bouncer Gino and Mark McSharry TD. Is there a bigger lineup in Sligo Town ever?
Ever. You wouldn't have any bigger than that.
Rock up. There's tickets on sale. Lads, Sligo Podcast, 3 years, 47 episodes, 250,000 listeners, you reckon, Rudy?
Yeah, I think it was 265 we counted up earlier. But
thank you, everyone.
Everyone who listened. We're going to leave you with our favourite classical song of all time.
Yep. And this is how the World Cup 1990 was won.
Guardi le stelle che tre.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.